That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. How is everybody tonight? It has been a crazy week. So many blockages, so many turns of events, so many sudden things happening. I wonder if you all noticed it. I'm sure you did in your own way. And this is my example of what we're going to be going through for the next 30 days or so because of active Uranus. And of course, I have a lot of information for you. So let's begin. Venus is retrograde in Leo until September 3rd, and we have a lot of lessons to learn from it, especially because it's in Leo. The lessons will be long-standing ones, especially around the ego, our persona, and the way we are experiencing our inner views. We are identifying the gap between how we want to express ourselves and how things really are, and they can be very far apart. Where we want to be in life, our goals, and our lifestyle. Experiencing as to the way things are now, and the contrast has become so visible in 2023. Many of us are facing an even bigger question. Do we work on this in our inner state, or do we manifest this into the outer world? What is this Venus in Leo? Retrograde has been showing us that we are not necessarily acting or expressing ourselves in a way that could possibly manifest these greater ideals that we have inside of us. So how do we do that? How do we begin to learn how to manifest? This has been a tough transit. We had a conjunction between Venus and the Sun, which is very powerful. And there are definitely some positive outcomes that we can align with that, even though Venus was retrograde at the time. It's a wonderful transit for feeling like you can do something, for not feeling incapable, for feeling capable, and for not being afraid of contradiction or criticism. Some people say, I'm not afraid of criticism. I know what I have to do. Many people can feel, I want that career or I want that lifestyle, but I'm afraid that nobody will support me. I'm afraid that people will be critical of me, so I'm not going to try. That vulnerable feeling of, I want to go and hide away someplace or put my head under my pillow. These are the conflicting feelings that we're feeling at this time. There has definitely been a strengthening of the heart chakra, especially now since we've had the added strength of the 10th chakra, the heart center of the spiritual chakras, which is now flowing through us ever since March. People are now not afraid to do what's important. People would get into a generalized fear, which is very present right now and can be paralyzing. And this is globally. They can feel, okay, now is not the time. It's only the time to think more about it, to visualize it, but not to take an action. This is a part of the 2023 cycle of taking the time to be in one's own space, to make and perfect your vision. And that's very good. But at the same point in time, you have to reemerge to demonstrate and stand with these ideas. Otherwise, things can get delusionary. When you visualize how things could be over and over and over again, and there's no action behind it, that can become a vicious cycle. People get opportunity after opportunity, but they don't step forward. They don't move on it, which has been with us for years. People say, if I do this, I'll get that. But they never begin to do the first step. So here's some example. People tell me they want to write a book. My mother always told me she wanted to write a book someday. But they never begin to write. They get stuck in the clutter. In this month of August, we have the gift from the universe of path-clearing momentum. This next week, we will have a retrograde grand trine in Earth. Mercury, Uranus, the Sun, and Jupiter is sneaking there too, bringing in an electrolyzed feeling. And this heart chakra, along with new energy coming in from the spiritual heart chakra, the 10th chakra, through Venus retrograde. And some people will be very destructive because when the planet is retrograde, things can happen opposite what the planet represents. And Venus represents love. So when it's retrograde, it's going to represent frustrations, anger, and negative feelings. There will be a kind of destructive quality, and you will have to take care and be very careful because you can be unwittingly destructive, not being focused or not caring about what you want to subtract from your life. You have to begin to remove. I'm going to be talking about this all night, to remove things from your life that you no longer need and that have proven not to be good for you. We have an arc or an arch right now in the universe, which has to do with reduction, subtraction, releasing, withdrawing, saying no, which will have to be done with more care now. I've seen people try to get something out of their life, and it doesn't make sense. Like cut the budget and miss opportunities. I'm not going to spend the money to do that, so I'm not going to do it. Try to get ahead, and what you do causes you to be held back. You need to rethink things and strike a balance. To do reduction, but not so severely that you miss certain opportunities. There will be too many opportunities coming forward in these next several years. So many of them. And you got to see them and choose and pick what you can accomplish. This Venus retrograde, July 22nd to September 3rd, is about growing through our morals and spiritual beliefs, about what we say yes or no to. Venus is in the sign of passive reception, and when it's in the sign of Leo, it's usually receiving abundance, like a good reputation, extra authority, more money, more abundance. When the energies are retrograde. And what does that mean? Well, here's what it can mean. If you gain authority, it could be frowned upon or rescinded in the future, or not using authority wisely. It can be haughtiness and arrogance. That's what the retrograde energies can do to the promotion or to the upgrade. And that's what you have to be careful of. People are really obsessed with the way others look at them or think about them, and this could create excessive vanity or self-centeredness. The Mercury-Mars conjunction in Virgo brings in perfection feelings. Everything has to be just so. Everything has to be just right. To me, that's control. However, there are many people that are using this transit in a very positive way. They can filter through some of their previous mistakes and also increase their Leo gifts in a way that's not vain, in a way that's not wasteful or nonsensical. We have so much of the wastefulness and nonsensicalness going on right now. In a way that's relevant and in harmony with their inner purpose. Mercury, Mars, and Virgo equals discipline, order, regularity, with a deeper spiritual or humanity-based purpose. A focus along with Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. So that's the potential energies that are present right now. We will be feeling the effects of Venus retrograde in Leo all the way through the Virgo season, which ends at the fall equinox. This energy will have to be toned down a bit. It can be too loud, too pronounced, too strong an authority that's not supporting others. Like, I'm going to try to impose something new, like what the government is doing. Leo can be an offensive leader. It can try to force something to happen that is not naturally happening right now. Trying to force something to change. Like Diane Feinstein saying that she isn't ready to retire and she's fine. But she's having all those strokes and she's refusing to face it. Or force something else, like Mitch McConnell won't admit that he needs a rest or to take some time out. Anything that's too forceful, too unrelenting, too imposing will begin to get filtered out. And I promise you, if you don't do it with wiseness, and decision and clarity, the universe will do it for you. It always does. That's what's been happening in the past few years. pushing through something, like electric cars, forcing them, or proving how much you can be responsible or care for yourself before you really can. A lot of teenagers do that. Now we will begin to see where everything has gone wrong and allow the new or forces of nature to come in and guide us rather than to force anything in or out. If you go with the flow or trust the universe, you'll get a better result of actualization. Anything that's retrograde can make you feel like you don't have enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough authority. I don't have enough status. I worked with Louise Hay for 5 years in the 80s, and she had us do this mantra almost every day. I'm going to give this to you tonight because it's what you probably need to do for the next 30 days. I am enough. I have enough. I give enough. I receive enough. I am enough. I am. I'll repeat that one more time. I am enough. I have enough. I give enough. I receive enough. I am enough. I am. When people feel like they don't have enough, they get desperate. They can try to wield their power. And this, over the long term, is always disempowering because it does not come in a way that was natural. It comes out of the forced ego. The world will be taking a look at things not coming in natural ways. Look at the forcefulness. And they'll be taking without asking. We now have a different paradigm, a completely different energy focus we have now. Pluto coming into Aquarius, the north and south node change into Aries Libra. This calls for balance and measure in small increments, like taking baby steps, like taking deep breaths. It's not so grandiose and supportive. And we've had extreme power plays from the top down. And we've had egotistical displays that are still going on. And a lot of people wonder how everybody gets away with it. Very uncomfortable, not natural. Venus retrograde can also bring in a change in relationship status. Breakups are easier, but you will also be meeting new people. And you can learn a lot through connecting with new people or connecting with different types of people, like foreigners, like aliens, and people crossing over the border. With Pluto back at 28 degrees Capricorn retrograde, the changes are enhanced. You see things falling away. You see things depreciated. People and places can become very unwieldy. And when you feel things like that, you just see people becoming more desperate. Desperate people do desperate things, like certain power dynamics. Someone could do a last act or a major ego display, attempting to cling to some kind of ego authority. I told you that in mid-September, something big is coming, and perhaps these are going to be the last desperate acts before that happens. That would be very tempting for a lot of people, and perhaps they would feel like it was their only option, and the best foot forward would probably be non-intervention, to stay back and to take deep breaths and to watch what's happening. Well, that's Venus retrograde. We have a lot more to talk about, but first we're going to listen to our weekly cosmic tip. So I'll be up after that message. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of August 21st through August 27th, 2023. Don't allow your self-esteem to get discouraged as the week opens. Your strength will return on Thursday once Mercury settles in its retrograde pattern. The week begins on a stressful note as emotionally painful energies can arise out of nowhere. It's best to stay away from triggers that can strip you of your vital energies. If you have any toxic people in your tribe, it's best to eliminate them from your life once and for all. Go easy on Tuesday and Wednesday when Mercury turns retrograde in Virgo, one of its rulers, and the world shuts down the tendency to overthink matters. Avoid impulsive action as the sun challenges Uranus. Also, the moon is an emotionally intense Scorpio, just as the sun is moving into Virgo. Avoid criticism and don't react if you feel others are critical of you. Your decision-making could be a bit off-center, so rely on your gut reaction and gut messages until we get to the fall equinox. Two midweek T-squares give us some challenging moments. Emotions can be hurt easily, so it's best not to give advice or constructive criticism, especially concerning personal projects or anyone's appearance. Mars is in harmony with Pluto on Thursday, August 24th. Some nosy, judgmental attitudes are likely to prevail, so avoid any busybodies or negative people. Thursday evening brings in a beautiful trine of Mars and Pluto, making it one of the best date nights of the year. Any new meetings or join-ups will have a faded soulmate quality to them, so get out there and mingle. The strength of the Mars energy helps you to overcome any shyness while bringing you the courage to smile and warm up to a new date. Action is in harmony with power. With the moon in Sagittarius on Thursday and Friday, it is good to get physical, as it is not a sit-at-your-computer energy. As for the weekend, Saturday begins with you feeling a bit lazy, but you'll feel more productive by the afternoon. It would be good to be physically preparing for a garage sale because Pluto is great for releasing that which you no longer need. Sunday marks the beginning of a festive period where it will be easy to make new acquaintances. The energies turn to socializing and having fun. Plan an outside barbecue with your family and friends.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now we're going to talk about Mercury going retrograde along with a couple of other planets. As Mercury retrogrades on Tuesday, we will be going over our way of living and our intentions that we want to bring forward in the future. We have Mercury retrograde on Tuesday, Uranus retrogrades on the 30th, and the super blue moon in Pisces is at the end of the month, all of them together. This is huge energy, and more of your intuitive energy will need to be relied upon. You will need to go within more than you have now. The momentum that's building is called path clearing. Again, that's path clearing. to take you fully out of your last cycle that we just finished up with the node change into the future and your new cycle and your new soul assignment. The Virgo energies are important here and bring in organized energy. So as we review, we need to be clear on our daily routines, health care, body care. We really need to condense down, to lighten our load, to remove the clutter, to release what we've been storing or hanging on to, and to work on the small details of our life, the active part of now. The retrograde energies and Mars moving into Libra will bring some new issues to the forefront. Always, when you remove the old, the new appears. I'm not saying anything negative here. Things will become scrambled and confusing. There can be a lot of blessings coming in, but also issues can get scrambled that they have to be moved out of the way. You may be forced to embrace a more peaceful daily system as well as a more peaceful life path. From now to mid-September, the energy will be focused on organizing all of the systems in your life. Also, the healing aspect is very important at this time through the end of September. A health scare could be coming, and you need to be prepared and not neglect your hygiene or self-health care. We've been very mind-oriented ever since 2020. And with Uranus, which is the mind, and with Uranus in the mind of Taurus, Uranus is the mind and Taurus is the body. I'm sorry, I got confused. See that? That's what I mean. This energy is not surprising. Now it's time to bring everything into balance. It could be important for you to get out of the house. You can work on your calibration techniques, martial arts, physical activity. It's always good to move the body. I don't know if you remember Dick Van Dyke, but he always said, if you don't move it, you lose it. All right, here we go. Where is your consciousness? Many feel that it's in the abdominal area or the solar plexus chakra. You could use therapeutic massage, deep tissue massage, or myofactor release, and that would be very good for you. Many have one particular exercise that they're practicing, and that deals with only one area of the body, but now it's good to work on the other areas that have been neglected. We have just finished the first month of the nodal change into Aries and Libra, so it's a very powerful time to strongly begin with any type of body regimen. And I don't mean to be boring, but in the long run, this is very important stuff. Libra, which represents the law of balance, will reveal the areas of our body, our home, our work, our life, that have been over-focused on with the South Node in Scorpio. And now the energy is going to move and readjust, and the neglected areas will start to come up for review and balance. This is one of the best predictions I can give you right now. That which you have procrastinated about will come front and center, as well as matters that you have constantly worked on and constantly stressed about. They're going to be put on the sidelines because there's other stuff that has to come in. And this is very normal after a nodal shift. The focus area shifts and changes to the new. New issues are going to come to the forefront for you. The scattered, confusing energy, and this will be very holistic in nature. Scorpio brought us emergencies and highly important events that had to come up, and we will be tested to the degree that we were able to solve these problems, and other issues were pushed aside. So the ability to truly heal something wasn't there over the past year and a half. It's very important to be reminded of what you did accomplish over the last few years, especially since 2020. So you realize all that has already been done as we move into a more mundane time period. Do some positive affirmations, put up sticky notes all around your house, and write out positive affirmations or statements of what you want to bring into the future, and positive paths that you have just walked. I was able to make that move quickly and easily. I was able to upgrade my job to a better position quickly and easily. And boost your self-esteem and keep your mind in a positive state, because we're going to be tested, and this you have to really, really work on. Path clearing. Mercury is the lower active of Uranus, and they have very similar energies, and they are both going retrograde at the same time, a few days apart. And as they retrograde, a scrambling effect could arise, such as a pathway being full of debris. So what is that? Is your pathway physical? Is it clutter? Is it confusion of the mind? Is it confusion about a goal being set? Is it not having any goal? August will begin to clear all that away. So this is a heads up for you. Pay attention to anything that is somewhat strained or something that's holding too much, because this is your area of debris. And sometimes we overstuff closets and drawers. So you really have to take a look at that. What to keep your eye on? How are you responding to others? That's the important thing. How are you responding to others? What about the money you're spending? Picture lightning hitting the ground or electrical wires coming down on the street. That's a very scattered energy. And that is the energy that we are in right now with Mercury and Uranus doing what they're doing. They are both retrograde at the same time. And they're both Earth signs. The central nervous system is being affected. Humans who are electrical beings will need to be grounded, because we are electrical. And it affects your body, like the ability to move or the ability to speak. The energy comes through us like an electrical grid. Watch the worldwide electrical grid that goes underwater and connects to Europe and America. The cables. There could be a focus on that. Psychically, I saw Biden limiting our electricity in mid-September, causing some kind of a shutdown. And I didn't really understand it, but there could be a focus there, like cyber attacks and cyber security. Do you have cyber security? Are you comfortable with the security? With Pluto in the mix, which is causing the Grand Earth Trine retrograde, there could be old grids that need repair. Remember, Pluto is the past and getting karma from the past. Something could come under scrutiny. There could be failures across the board. And we've worried about this for a while. People have been talking about it for quite a while. With so much of this energy going on at this time, we have to be pro-individual. We have to be talented, healthy people for ourselves and for our community. Now, if you have a serious health problem or a serious debt problem, try not to feel helpless with that. Visualize these failures as being resolved, or that they're happening for a reason, to bring in new behavior, new thoughts, and a new beginning. That really works. Visualizing the failure to being resolved is amazing. I did that once, and this huge bank debt that I had disappeared. It was very magical. Attachment really can be the downfall for a lot of people as we move closer to Pluto in Aquarius, which is coming in 2024. Aquarius rules detachment. We are being asked to become self-reliant and not to depend on any one person or thing. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now we're going to take a break and have our half hour split. And then we'll be back.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.
That song by Nat King Cole, and he recorded it in the 50s, but it is so universal. I'm promoting love tonight, you guys, as we go through this time. So what's coming in 2024 and beyond is a new type of self-perception, bond-breaking detachment, a new way of thinking of ourselves. Instead of grids of economy or grids of control or grids of electricity, I will be speaking more about this in the future as we go along into that time. There will be a different way of human can stabilize by using their own means without relying on concentration of areas of old world power. August is the beginning of these changes, where we will be seeing some of these final moments of difficulty. We're going to become self-reliant, but we're also going to build up healthy, supportive communities. Best of all, it's important to cultivate love at this time. Pets seem like a good area to focus on. Also, homes, gardens, lands, and owning land outright. Also, collaborating, healing family bonds. That's very important. Heal your family bonds. having a healthy emotional heart, along with your central nervous system. Now, the central nervous system out of whack brings high blood pressure and heart problems. I know, because that's what happened to me in the winter months. You really can work on building a healthy environment with family and friends. These things may seem small to us, but they determine whether we can get through the rest of this upheaval for change that we are going through between now and the end of 2024. Clearing out from your past to clear your path. Innovating to a greater capacity. Withholding new ideas for the next generation until it's time, until they're perfected, until they can be presented and accepted without all the color confusion, static, and pushing back. Bringing harmony into the mind and body for balance. Pay attention to where people are trying to lord all over you, especially at work. You will begin to distance yourself from subversion, arrogance, forced submission. As Mercury opposes Saturn, you're going to find another way to earn money if you're in that environment. You could also be looking at your stinking thinking. I'm telling you, stinking thinking, which can be very healing if you can look at it and cut it out. I think of negative things and I'm like, where in the world did that come from? Or why am I saying that now? And then I'll change it into a positive statement, or I'll just blow it away. That's what you need to do. Catch your thoughts. Also, we could have burnout. Try to just acknowledge what the problem is so that it can move into a place of healing. Once you see it, once you acknowledge it, things begin to heal. Like, I have an addiction. I have an abusive relationship. I'm tripping out because of my ex. Wherever your shadow issue is, once it's verbalized, it's on the way to being healed. Once we say it, once we admit it, then we can heal it. You don't prevent it by denying it. Leo has a lot of positive aspects. It's a great time to fall back in love with yourself. Venus and the Sun are in Leo. Reconnect with your children. It's a great time for dating. Get a new pet. It's Virgo energy, and Virgo rules pets. Wouldn't that be fun? The issues are going to be the electric grid, communication, travel, social media, cyber attacks, your personal systems breaking down, that's your daily routine, living in places that disrupt your harmony, or working in places that disrupt your harmony, overspending, and having very high household bills. With Taurus, we could have some food or trade issues. Issues like delivery, food transportation, shortages of food. We have a retrograde Earth grand trine. Mercury, Uranus, and Jupiter, and Pluto. Mercury in Virgo. Uranus and Jupiter in Taurus, and Pluto in Capricorn. It's out of balance with the economic and the real grid base. And systems of communication and trade are under a great strain. Many micro events happen when it comes to things getting moved. And this is out of your control. You are not in control of receiving food or delivering it to all the different stores. We have problems with trade, supplies, currency, and economy. This is a long-term transit, and it's been here for the last 15 years, since 2008, and it's not changing tomorrow. It won't be clear until the end of 2026. It starts to clear at the end of 2024. Try to remove as many possible upsets that you can. Remove them. With the Libra South Node, we're being taught balance. Libra rules balance. The need to give way. And what needs to come in. And this is all for the entire collective consciousness. Everything is changing. But remember where we live and on what level. And remember, no strain, no gain. As our mind and body gets higher into the clouds, solutions will be found. That's part of ascension, and that's what's going on, especially if we meditate and go into the higher energies. Also, asking what is in the processed foods. What's in that food? Maybe there shouldn't be as much in there as there is. I have a wonderful dog. She's a Pomeranian. Her name is Ella May. And from the time I got her, she will not eat processed foods. I could not find a dog food for her. So one day I was really crying and I went into the pet shop and I told them what was going on. And the girl got me Ziwi, Z-I-W-I, made in New Zealand, and told me it was without processed foods. Well, she hit it off. My goodness, I couldn't believe it. So now my dog has that diet on Ziwi, just in case you want to know about that. And we have to get rid of the plastics. My grandmother used to tell me that nylon and the new bed sheets that were wrinkle-proof and everything were not good for the body. They were not good for the skin. And we're going to find out that that's really true. And we're going to work more with natural fiber, linen, cotton, wool. And you really have to work on your relationships, which can be so difficult, especially if you have burnout. You need bed rest, and some of you may need medications for that blood pressure now. That's okay. Let yourself take what you need and get the bed rest, and you'll feel better. You have to stay strong through 2024. Constructive, pure friendships are valuable right now. I know a lot of you have some of those. I found out who my true friends were when I was in Boca and came back up to New Hampshire. My true friends show themselves, and my false friends show themselves. It was quite an experience. When you are isolated or you go into solitude, you can be paralyzed or polarized. That's not really good right now. Solid friendships can take a longer time to develop. You won't be besties after knowing someone for 2 weeks. If you become single and are being solitary, it's your best time to put yourself out there. If you've had a breakup, a divorce, or somebody has passed away, this is the time to put yourself out there, especially after Venus goes direct and Mercury goes direct. We are in a larger form of learning. We have to learn to trust, and new trust is forming. But it will take a longer time to develop that because we have been in this place of being lied to and being ripped off and being put down, especially on the social media, for so long. It's going to take longer to develop learning new forms of trust, but they're coming. There's a new world coming. And that's a song we're going to hear tonight by Elizabeth Hepburn. And then we're going to hear William and have our meditation. And we'll finish with Richard, as we always do. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out tonight. I'll be back next week with all the news about the blue moon and what's coming in September. Thank you so much for listening. Good night.
With every breath we take, smell it in the beauteous rose, hear it in the sweet bird song, see it everywhere you choose to look. Love lives in us every moment. Feel it deep within your soul. Feel it in your beating heart, feel it in your hearty laugh, feel it in the warmth of every touch. How can we ever doubt it, think we can live without it? Love is the answer in our lives. Feel love is all around you, breathe it in with every breath. Surrounds us every moment. Let it guide you through each day. Let your life be full and free, fragrant, joyful. Then you'll see every gift life wants you to receive. Let love perfume your body. Let love caress your mind. Let love embrace. Releasing ties that bind. Love is the only answer. Love will free all the bondage. Make love the answer in your life. May love perfume our bodies. May love caress our minds. Love is the answer in our lives. on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window, oh sweet moonlight, oh take me to the stars.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up,
up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.